We're Young Liars.
I'm Javin and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh yeah! Yeah, dig it! It's The Arts Show, baby, yeah! This is your host, Jacob Gradowski.
I can't do this whole show. Hi, it's me, Jacob Gradowski, your host as always here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Squamish, and the Kwikwetlem. And as per the usual, we're going to get into some fantastic details about some cool shows happening in and around this fine, fair, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver. So, with all that in mind, locked, loaded, we're going to have a quick announcement from this.
Music Waste is celebrating its 30th year as Vancouver's premier DIY festival, bringing you over 70 bands and dozens of local artists to all your favorite venues since 1994. Music Waste will run the weekend of June 6th to 9th, side by side with Art Waste. With a theme of trash, Art Waste is set to be filled with superb pieces of 2D, 3D, and video art from local artists. Check out the lineup for Music Waste and buy a pass or individual tickets today on musicwaste.ca.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns. Here he comes, toward you. What you think you know about how he got here is probably wrong. Don't let homelessness assumptions get in the way of homelessness solutions. Go to CanadaCanDoIt.ca. Help the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness.
Fun fact, we're all a few, just one or two paychecks or three away from being in a similar situation. So, you know, judge lest thou not be judged or something like that. All right, anyways, let's get into it here. So, obviously, if you're not aware, in case, well, to say obviously wouldn't make any sense. If you're not aware, my friends, and you may have missed that first announcement, it is Music Waste Weekend, my dear listener. The happiest time of the year here in Vancouver for the music scene. Venues, listeners, musicians abound. They scuttle across town, whipping up and down Main Street, Broadway, and Hastings to hit all the venues on their fantastic bikes, steeds, Ubers, or Evos. So many shows, so many artists. There are many. How many? I can't recall. I'm thinking at least, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Let's see, on an average of 5 artists per show. Let's see. 5 times 14, that's almost 70 artists, y'all, at least 60 artists. So $40, you get your sweet pass. You could pick it up at any of the shows, I believe so. All the shows individually are $15. Anyways, I'll tell you all about that in a little bit here. I'm going to tell you about all the other things that are happening first. We'll get these just out of the way. This will be for the entirety of the weekend, leading up to, I believe, Tuesday, because I have one there with Pokey Lafarge. We'll get to that in a little bit. Anywho, let's tell you about some shows that aren't happening for Music Waste, because obviously there's other things to do, but who cares? I'm kidding. Francis of Delirium is hitting up the Fox Cabaret tonight, Thursday night at 7 p.m. I don't know if they have an opener, but they are there themselves. Should be cool. Doors at 7 for that. 8 o'clock showtime, maybe. I mean, there's going to be an early show because they have some music or something to enjoy afterwards at the dance. I'm kidding. Yeah, that'd be cool. We'll hear some music from her in just a little bit. She's coming in from Luxembourg. Luxembourg. How many people do you know from Luxembourg? I know 0, but now we both know of one, at least. Francis of Delirium. Anyways, catch them at the Fox tonight at 7. Also, tonight at 7:30 on the Granville Strip at the Pearl, Empanadas y Lagaras, everyone's favorite psych cumbia band, is doing the thing. DJ Anna Riviera in the mix. Glad you're still spinning, Anna, along with Tom Howard on the ones and twos there. That'd be really great. Empanadas y Lagaras, a fantastic band, please. If you aren't going to Music Way shows, I highly recommend this one here. We'll hear some music from them in a little bit here because I do love me some Empanadas y Lagaras. Again, they're playing at the Pearl tonight, Thursday night. 7:30 door time. Check it out. Moving on to Friday here, we have over at the Cobalt, we have Raygun Cowboys, which kind of rings a bell. I think I've seen them before. I don't know. Along with the Anti-Queens, they're coming in from Toronto, and Dusty Pines from our own backyard here. So a little bit of rock and roll for ya. Oh yeah, they're from Edmonton at Raygun Cowboys. They're rockabilly-ish adjacent punk. So rock and rollers, of course, and yeah, local support from Dusty Pines should be cool. Some rocking and rolling for y'all to check out there. That'll be at the Cobalt again for the Raygun Cowboys with the Anti-Queens and Dusty Pines. Still moving on to Saturday now, we have Bosses, Brasser, and the Blackwood Renegades over at the Bullies studio in New Westminster at 67th 6th Street. So the Blackwood Renegades can bring some 90s punk vibes. Brasser coming in with some ska. Then that'll be really fun, so you can go skank it up with all your friends. And then Bosses, of course, another punk rock band that have been around for some time. How long? I'm not sure. But sometime, at least a minute. Now that I can guarantee. So yeah, that'll be over at the Bullies studio in New West. Again, 67th 6th Street, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Back at the Fox Cabaret on Saturday night, the Van Rays do an EP release with Cherry Maraschino as well. So it's some soul and power pop, stuff like that. Should be really rad. And yeah, shake it up, dance it up. It should be really cool for the Van Rays and Cherry Maraschino at the Fox Cabaret Saturday night, 7:30. Be there. The Cobalt, you got some quote unquote, let's see, something about vampiric metal punk. Yeah, it's from Spitter, with Deluce and DMW, Command with an umlaut on the O, Vampires and Leeches as well. You have Black Prog Groove Metal Quartet, Vampires and Leeches. That's a mouthful. Command from Seattle coming in with some Speed Death Black Thrash. How many hyphens does it take, man? Along with, again, De Solace, trio from the DMV. Yes, they're coming from the Department of Motor Vehicles, of course. Anyways, I digress. Anyways, metal is happening at the Cobalt Sunday night, 7:30. Finally, Tuesday, Pokey LaFarge with the Tailspins coming into the Pearl on, again, the Granville Strip. We'll hear some music from the Tailspins. They're from Utah. So if you like your 50s swing music, this may just be for you. If you're wondering what's playing underneath me right now, it's Dwight Skies from Songs Volume 1, originally from 2015. It's been reissued. If you're curious, you can buy this for $16 American plus shipping. I'm tempted. You should be too. Anyways, let's get into some chones here. This is gonna be Blue Tuesday by Francis of Delirium.
Face in your hand in my hand.
Swing's Not Dead, baby. That was a Tailspins. They're from Utah, Salt Lake City, to be exact. Shout out to Connor, also a fellow Utah, Californian, Pan American. Okay. It was funny. Connor was wearing his cowboy hat today, and I came in wearing my Spurs. Hold on. Little cowboy ASMR for ya. Oh. Got a big iron on his hip. Oh no. Big iron. I'm not even gonna try to do that anymore. Okay, anyways, we're just like, hey, one of us should pass you. I should have took your hat, Connor. That'd look good. Especially my suit. Hello, I'm Doug Dimmadome. Owner of the Dimzale Dimmadome. Okay, I digress. You just heard some music. Let me tell you what. That was Blue Tuesday at the top of that with Francis of Delirium. They're playing at the Fox Cabaret today, Thursday, 7 o'clock at the Fox Cabaret. That was a lot of A's. After that, you heard the Anti-Queens. They're playing at the Cobalt tomorrow, Friday night, 7:30 with the Ray Gun Custy Pines. That was their track Crusade off their Disenchanted album. They have some records. They're pink. They're very cool. After that, you heard, again, the Tailspins. They'll be opening for Pokey LaForge. LaFarge, my apologies. I was thinking of Star Trek. Pokey LaFarge doing the thing with the Tailspins at the Pearl on the Granville Strip. Okay. And now we come to the feature-length portion of our program. We are, of course, gonna be talking about Music Waste, baby, because that's the biggest thing happening. It's the 30-year anniversary thing, yeah. Yes, Music Waste. It's really great because you can meet people and then remember really quite easily. When y'all met, like my friend Toshi, who I see every now and then, and it's always a treat. Toshi, if you're listening, always good to see you. I miss you. Please come to shows. Or tell me where you are so I can say hi. My comrade friend. And yeah, it's a really great thing. If you haven't really heard Music Waste, that's fine. Please come. There's a fantastical music festival happening in all sorts of places around town, including the Red Gate, 648 Kingsway, the Green Auto, the Lido, if I'm correct. Was that correct? Yes, the Lido. Doing the thing. Also, Antisocial Skate Shop getting in on the party, along with the Girls Rock Camp. They're doing their own thing, the Go Your Own Waste, over at 3434 Falaise Park. That is on the 8th. We'll get to that. So, there's many artists here I do know of, but there's also much more artists that I don't know of. And I'm going to assume you're like me and you know a lot about local music here. And check out all the bands that we haven't heard yet. So, that's what we're going to do today on the program here on The Arts Show. We're talking about music waste and artists that we haven't seen before. But there's a lot of artists I'm really excited to see, and I'll tell you all about them as we get to it. So, kicking things off at the Red Gate tonight, I'll be there. You're gonna have June Hawthorne starting it off. The beginning of Music Waste comes at the first strum, the first pluck of June Hawthorne. That'll be fantastic. Bill Can on deck as well with Be Afraid, Roach McGurk, and Jackson Ramsey, winner of Shindig, I think, 2 years ago? One on that very stage. It's going to be a fantastic way to start off your Music Waste. Bring your friends, bring your dog, but please, like, no, actually don't bring your dog unless they are deaf because it's loud in there. I don't think dogs appreciate it. Shout out to Chico. We're gonna get started here with some music from June Hawthorne. We're going to take this one day at a time, okay? This is their track, The Bard. Oh, it's Juniper. That's who this is. Nice.
Up on the stronghold, a hidden paradise, like the sun now early to bed, and now is early to rise. Then the deer came out to dance, and the owl taught me a trick.
Yo, that was hella. Juniper. Dope stuff. Yeah, Juniper's going to be kicking off the whole festival all by themselves. Maybe they have a band on, I'm sure. But check it out. June Hawthorne, that's their band name. It's going to be kicking off tonight, Thursday night, at the Red Gate at 1965 Main Street. Catch June at 8 o'clock, Bill Can at 8:45, Be Afraid at 9:30, Jackson Ramsey at 10:15, and Roach McGurk wrapping up day one at 11 o'clock tonight, Thursday night, at the Red Gate. All right, we move on to Friday. So, first on the docket, so to speak, 648 Kingsway. That's their name and that's their address. You can go see Doozy at 8 o'clock with Archie Arnold, Two Girls, One Daw, very clever. And, of course, the legendary Devourers. Heck yeah. Get there early if you want to catch Devourers. I guarantee you it will be full, hot, and sweaty. Because that's the kind of sound you get. All right, backing me up right now, musically, is Empanadas Ilegales, with the off their Creepy Mambo album. Anywho, just in case you wanted to know, there you go. Okay, next up as well, again, quick recap, 648 Kingsway, Doozy, 8 o'clock, Archie Arnold, 8:45, Two Girls, One Dot, 9:30, Devourers, 10:15. We'll hear some music from, I couldn't find anything, and we've already played Devourers, and we already played Doozy before, so we know of those two. So we're going to move on to the Red Gate Show. 9 o'clock start, showtime, Night Jars kicking it off. That's going to be a project of Adrian Matthias Bell, and this is going to be his first, Anyways, we're going to hear some music from Night Jars in a little bit. I haven't heard them. Actually, no, I have. But I have all these other bands, and I think Mateus, Nightjars, I think his music's newer to me, so we'll go with that. Dawson Forsey, also on deck, Midnight Muse, doing the thing at 10:30, Ira Hardly, doing 10:15, and Sleuth wrapping it up at Red Gates at midnight. Over at Green Auto, these are some juggernaut bands, for reals. Primp, doing the thing at 9 p.m., Nat, from Dead Soft, doing the thing at 9:45. Rainbows End. Hi, Oscar. What was it? Rosca. Thanks. Hey, Rosca and friends. Rainbows End doing the thing at 10:30. What? W-U-T. Doing the thing and at 11:45. And the legendary Apollo Ghost. Bring your surfing pants and nothing pointy because you're going to get in the pit and love someone. Consensually, of course. Apollo Ghost. Bring in the magic, bring the thunder, at Green Auto, at midnight, Friday night, at 1822 Pandora Street, if you haven't been there. That is a slice of Friday. So we're going to get into some tunes here, okay? This is going to be some music from Night Jars. This is Horror Show. It's another chiller. Enjoy.
Breaking the chase and surviving and growing.